BGMC. The biblical truth lives here.
We are living in a time like no other in history. But fortunately for us, God wrote it down, all in His prophecies, what would happen next. Find out what prophecies came true this week, ripped straight from the headlines. Verily I say unto you, the only way to rightly understand prophecy is from a messianic Hebrew roots perspective. For without the roots, the tree is dead. Stay tuned for the Prophecy News headline show, The Remnant's Call.
Welcome to The Remnant's Call, The Sledgehammer Show, where prophecy, politics, religion, the straight truth come through to your device that you're watching us on. Tonight's show is Sledgehammer Show number 437. That's 437. It is entitled, Violence Has Become the New Normal. We're living in a strange world, and it's just getting more and more violent each and every day. Let me introduce myself to you. I'm Rav Hanun Ben Moshe from Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation, a place where Jew and Gentile worship Yeshua the Messiah as one people, following the Word of God from Genesis through to the Book of Revelation. Come out and be with the believers, the real true believers. Come out any Shabbat, that's Saturday, at 11 o'clock. Come to 800 West 3rd Avenue, Lexington, North Carolina, for worship, the news, the Word, fellowship, and join us any Shabbat. You don't have to be Jewish to be with us. You just have to be wanting to seek the truth and get away from religion to following Yeshua the Messiah in spirit and in truth. If you'd like to let us know if you love or hate the Sledgehammer Show, send an email to info@thesledgehammershow.com. That's info@thesledgehammershow.com. You can see our show and the other congregational broadcasts on Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, and always at yeshuatube.org. Subscribe to our pages, rumble.com/BGMCTV, youtube.com/BGMCTV, Brighteon, you can go there, it's channels and BGMCTV, so you're getting the pattern there. Okay, so subscribe to Rumble, subscribe to YouTube, subscribe to Facebook, and then check us all the time out on yeshuatube.org. And if you're watching a show, it costs money to produce, such as internet, electricity, air conditioning. Send a check or money order to Beth Goyim, 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. I'm joined on the show once again by my good friend from Florida, none other than Ron DeSantis. No, none other than Ben Jimenez III. Ben Jimenez III. Okay, as we always start our show off out with, we start out with the Word of God. Because you can't understand what's going on in the world unless you first understand the Word of God. Okay, yeah, there's a lot of talking heads out there. A lot of people think they know what they're talking about, but they really don't fully understand what's going on because they don't quote the Word, they don't follow the Word. Okay, you got a lot of people out there, you know, a lot of people that say they know God, they know Jesus Christ, and they don't have a beard, they don't follow the Shabbat, they really don't know. Because they weren't taught this. Proverbs 22 verse 6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Okay, so we're going to be looking at what's going on in our society and how it has gotten extremely violent. But the key here is, what happens if we don't train up our children in the way that they should go? What happens if you don't have any scripture in your home. You're not following the word of God. Every man is doing what's right in their own eyes. So some people believe that it's okay to, be homosexual. Some people okay to steal from one another. See, when you don't train up a child in the way that they should go, following the word of God. And that's one of the worst hypocrites are the Christians. Now, I'm a believer in Messiah, but a Christian, says, they teach their child that they should follow God. Okay, they teach them 9 of 10 commandments. Okay, so the child grows up and says, I'm not going to follow this stuff because if God can change the Sabbath, He can change other things. And, they start doing things their own way. So in verse 6, it says, train up a child in the way he should go. So what happens if this does not happen? Well, each generation gets worse and worse. Ben, have you seen this type of behavior? Have you noticed in your 21 years of life this has gotten worse as we've gotten older, that the children, and for that much, the adults don't follow the word of God. They don't keep the commandments. Is there less training? Is there, less fear of God? What do you think?
I mean, definitely that it's evil has become a little bit more of the norm lately. And that's only because we have strayed away from God. We no longer instilled in our children the fear of God. There is no more fear. I remember when I was a kid, I don't know if this happened to you, but when I'd hear a thunderstorm or I'd hear thunder strike, I always thought, oh man, I might have done something wrong. God is angry or whatever, and lately, with the feel good doctrine and the prosperity doctrine and, the doctrine of grace, I believe that we've come to look at grace, mercy, and forgiveness as something that, it doesn't matter how many times you fall, you get up, you wipe yourself clean, ask for forgiveness, and just keep on going. But there's in the Hebrew mindset, in the Jewish mindset, repentance and teshuvah is something totally different, because in the Jewish mindset, to teshuvah is to do a 180, turn your back on that sin and walk the other way. And as Yeshua told the woman that was caught in adultery, go and sin no more. Well, how is that possible if, there's 613 laws? Oh my gosh, I can't keep all 613. But Yeshua said it was possible. Moshe said it was possible. He said it's not impossible for us, and because of our flesh, because of our Yetzirah, we've made excuses for not hitting the mark, for missing that mark, and we fail to study, we fail to practice, we fail to teach. And what are the results of that? A godless society. And that's where we're heading.
That is definitely where we're heading. And, we have to look at this training up a child, because when we don't train the children, then other bad things happen. And this is another prophecy that we really need to look at, because what we're going to get into in a little bit is one topic tonight. We're going to be getting into talking about violence in a few minutes. But like I said, this show is about, talking about the news and politics, but in light of the scriptures. Okay, so in Isaiah chapter 3, verse 4 and 5, and I will make boys their princes, and infants shall rule over them. And the people will oppress one another, everyone his fellow and everyone his neighbor. The youth will be insolent, and most people don't know what insolent means, so disrespectful to the elder, and despised to the honorable. Okay, so we're looking at this, that what this prophecy is talking about is that young people, young children will be in charge. And that's no good, that when we have young people in charge, that's a recipe for failure, okay? When infants shall rule over them, okay, when meaning young people, okay, then we have a recipe for disaster, because young people don't have wisdom because they haven't gained it yet. They haven't had experiences enough to warrant wisdom. Young people do things in their flesh. Young people do things out of emotion. Okay, so when God is saying here through his prophet Isaiah that make boys their princes and infants shall rule over them, and youth will be disrespectful to the elders, that means that the society has broken down. And when you're having these children, because we started out with Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way that they should go. So when they're not trained in the laws of the Lord, they're not trained on that foundation, then when this next prophecy happens, and infants shall rule over them, and they will be disrespectful to elders. Because, you know, in Torah, it says actually that you should stand up in the presence of a gray-haired person. None of that is occurring now with our children. None of that is happening with the kids, because they have not been trained. So when you remove this foundation, and Ben, you put a different foundation, a foundation that has sinking sand, a foundation that is broken, a foundation that constantly changes, then you have a problem. And it's something that we need to look at. It's something that we need to really understand in the days that we're living, that we have this problem. Okay, so let me bring up that slide again. Okay, let me bring that slide up. Okay, so we have this problem with the youth. Okay, now let's add this little part here. In Psalm 73, verse 3 through 7. How good God is to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, I lost my balance. My feet nearly slipped. When I grew envious of the arrogant and saw how the wicked prosper. For when their death comes, it is painless. And meanwhile, their bodies are healthy. They don't have ordinary people's troubles. They aren't plagued like others. So for them, pride is a necklace, and violence clothes them like a robe. Their eyes peep out of their folds of fat. Even thoughts overflow from their hearts. This is an incredible psalm. You know, how the wicked prosper. We're going to look at that. How the wicked are not being arrested. They're you know, you've seen, you know, with the Black Lives Matter, the burning down of cities and shooting fireworks at the police officers. And, you know, okay, the cops may deserve it because they were arresting people for reading the Bible at a LGBT thing. Okay, so it's interesting how in verse 4 it says, when their death comes, it is painless, meaning they get shot or killed. And, you know, these people weren't worrying. You know, their bodies were healthy. They don't have ordinary people's troubles because they're stealing. They're getting government funding. Okay? They don't worry about the things that normal people worry about, meaning people that are working, people that are middle class. When these people, you know, they don't have the ordinary people's troubles because they're causing madness and mayhem. They're walking in the stores. You know, one news story I saw this past week was the guy walking in New York City. He walked into the convenience store, and he just took a garbage can, and he just started emptying out all the shelves into the garbage can until, you know, somebody with real, you know, who was, you know, a man, you know, stopped this guy. And another guy came up and he started to beat him with a broom handle, Ben. You know, now the sad part about this is that man who was a Sikh has been arrested because he stopped the shoplifting. So this violence, this, what do you think about this? The Isaiah scripture having, you know, the princes over them, the children over them, and then the psalm, which was amazing. What do you think, Ben?
I mean, these are just itty-bitty bits of signs that we've lost control of our society. You know, I come from an era where children were seen and not heard. When you see this stuff, it makes you stop and think. You know, I used to do armed security for Walgreens in Newark, New Jersey. Newark, New Jersey is one of the worst spots, you know, in Jersey, other than Trenton. But it's a high crime area in most parts of Newark. And one day I came in and I did armed security because, you know, they would get robbed all the time. I came in one day and the manager came up to me and said, we just need you to stand there. We don't need you to do anything. If the people steal, just let them steal. And I was like, so what do you need security for? You know, if we're here to prevent them from stealing or to deter them, you know, that's what we do. But to just sit back and watch them steal, you know, it goes against my morals. I can't do that. You know, I got let go from that job. They sent me over to a different site. But you know, we're seeing an increase of what Isaiah had said. You know, in the last days, good will be called evil, evil will be called good. we have all these crimes going on in New York City. People are pushing people on the subway. When I was a kid, that stuff was happening. Then all of a sudden Giuliani came in and cleaned up New York, and New York was a little a better place to live, you know, than in the 70s and in the 80s, and even in the 90s. But it's not so much baffling, because the Bible is telling us about this. God's word is telling us that this is what's going to happen. This is what's happening if you choose to reject me. And if we reject God, then we're going to pay the consequences. You know, you have children now that the last article I saw about California was that they're reducing the penalty for adults having sex with children who consent to it. So now the word of a child is being accepted as if he was an adult in California. They just passed this law, and it's just amazing to see the level of depravity that is reigning in human society. You know, we no longer care, you know, if you have good morals, if you don't want to teach your children about against transgenderism, if you want to teach them that that's not good, you're deemed as an evil parent. They come in and they take your child away, but lately, I don't know if you've seen it or if you've noticed it, but there's a rise of transgenders that are fighting back against this movement. They're fighting back against the movement of the LGBTQ, whatever, however many letters is this movement, against indoctrinating the children with this. They're saying, let the children be children, and when they get to be 18 or old enough, they can make their own decisions. That's actually the way it should be, you know, but that also falls back into the Proverbs, where you train up a child in the way he should go. So if you train up a child in the fear of God, because the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, then from those ways he will not depart. And if he does, there's always going to be that voice in the back of his head saying, this is wrong.
Yeah, there's always going to be the voice in the back of his head, but it really just shows what we're talking about here. What Ben was pointing out to everybody watching is, you know, how the wicked prosper. You know, they're taking the word of a child, and that goes back to the Isaiah scripture that I had up before. But they don't, you know, these people don't have ordinary people's troubles. They just do what they want to do. The kids just do what they want to do because they're not trained in the fear of God, that God made you the way that you're supposed to be. And the parents are supposed to be training them in the way that they're supposed to go. But are they training them in the way that they're supposed to go in their minds? Because remember, those parents were not trained in the Word of God. Okay, so now we've laid our foundation. So let's get to the story. Okay, there's violence going on around the nation and around the world it's never been like this before. So this topic that we're going to be talking about in the rest of the Sledgehammer show is, you know, what are these people, okay? It's not just kids, it's young adults and even adults that are having this problem because they haven't been trained up in the way that they should go. So there was this event at Washington Square or Union Square Park in New York City. And what are they going to do when they're starving and there isn't enough food to go around? Police are telling us that the YouTuber named Kai Sinat sparked a full-on riot on Friday when he announced that he would be giving away PlayStation 5 consoles and various video game accessories in New York City's Union Square. Thousands upon thousands of young people showed up, and the crowd quickly turned extremely violent. If our young people are going to riot over a few video game consoles, how are they going to behave when economic conditions in this country become extremely harsh? And what in the world is going to happen when they are extremely hungry and there isn't enough food to go around someday? Okay, what a lot of people need to watch, I think it'll give people a very good understanding, is the first Mad Max movie. Okay, well, actually, they should watch the whole series of Mad Max movies, because the people, the kids that are not trained in the way that they should go, when things do not go their way, they immediately turn to violence. Okay, if we have an economic condition that deteriorates and it's about to totally implode, okay, what are these people going to do if they're willing to destroy cars and people's property because they didn't get a PlayStation? what's going to happen if the electricity goes out and they can't play their PlayStation? What's going to happen if they can't go to McDonald's or whatever fast food restaurant they want to go to? Okay, what's going to happen if the internet goes down and the banks collapse? What are these people going to do? Because they have not been trained up in the way that they should go. You know, God said through his prophet Isaiah, I will put children in charge. They will be disrespectful to the old. They won't care about anybody but themselves. And then we read that psalm, which was amazing, that, you know, they do violence and they wear their pride like a necklace, and they commit violence, not caring about anybody else but themselves. So what's going to happen? What's going to happen to all those thousands of young people that were in Union Square in New York City when everything collapses and there is no trucks running? There is no food coming to their convenience store. There is no, you know, and then the systems break down. The electrical system will break down because nobody's going to be fixing it because they're too afraid to bring people in. What's going to happen if there's a water main break? Okay? What happens if, you know, you get sick and there's no ambulance to come? What's going to happen if you get sick if there's no medical personnel at the hospital? And this all stems from the Proverbs 22 verse 6, Ben. It all stems from that, where training up a child in the way that they should go leads to this disaster of what happens to people. You know, you lived in New York City. What would happen if the electricity went out? What would happen if the train stopped running? What would happen if, you know, give us your insight because you lived there. You know, what happens if the bodega doesn't get its delivery? What's going to happen to those people? Because, you know, I think a lot of people in New York City and all the major cities, because this is not happening in just New York. It's happening in every major city and many suburbs. You know, what, and those people in the cities, they go food shopping daily. They go to their local bodega. So give us an insight of what's going to transpire when there's an economic collapse in New York City, Ben.
Well, for those who remember the blackout of 74, the how many stores got broken into, and the chaos that was incited during that time, it's what's going to happen would I probably be compared to something like that on a scale of, I'd say, from 0 to 100, about 70-80. Don't know if anybody remembers when the gas was being rationed. This was I want to say early 2000.
No, the gas being rationed was Carter.
No. It happened again, where they started letting you fill up your gas tanks on even and odd days. If you had an even license plate, you can go on a certain day and get gas. I want to say this was for Irene.
Yeah, it was somewhere in the 2000s, because we had the congregation in Fairview.
Right. So when this happened in Newark, New Jersey, there was a brother and sister in line for gasoline. And the sister got in front of the brother. The brother got out of his car and stabbed the sister to death. This was with gasoline. And this was not too long ago. All right. if we lose power, we lose, we start getting scarce on food, that is something we're going to experience on about 100 times what happened during Irene. And, you know, people aren't prepared for that, especially those people who are crying for gun control. They think that the police are going to come help them. Let's look at the Purge. Okay, in the Purge, the police were nowhere around. Okay, it's a horrific movie. But the police were nowhere around, and if they were around, they were part of the activities. You have to remember that the police aren't superheroes. The police are human beings just as much as you and I are, and they have families just like you and I have, and their main concern is not protecting you, but protecting their families. And this is where they're going to be when society collapses, when it collapses, because they are going to ensure that nothing happens to their family. They're not worried about you or me. So we have to fend for ourselves. And the pandemic itself, people went crazy buying Lysol and toilet paper. You know, you couldn't find toilet paper on the shelves. I'd go to ShopRite in the mornings on my way to work, and the toilet paper shelves were empty. Something that I've never seen before. You know, if people act like that with the minimal, imagine what they're going to act like when it's time to buy stuff. You know, and I think that this is one of the reasons why they're trying to control the food supply by killing off, you know, hundreds and thousands and millions of cows and chickens and pigs, because if they can control our food, they can control us. You know, there's an Indian lady that speaks about Bill Gates and his foundations and all this other stuff, and she made a statement where if you control the food, you control society. But if you control the seed, you control life. You know, and this is where they're going. They're trying to control the seeds so that this way the fruits and vegetables that you buy don't reproduce for you, where we have to depend on them. That is why they don't teach survival skills in school. They don't teach home economics anymore. They don't teach, remember in our day, we had hunting clubs in school. In high school, we had hunting clubs. They don't teach that anymore. They don't want you to depend on yourself for survival. They want you to depend on them, and they are going to tell you what you can have, what you can eat, when you can eat, and how much you can eat. And this is where we are actually heading. And all this stuff that we see that's going on social media, this riot over here, the one in Mobile, Alabama, on the dock the other day, these are all little tests to see how human beings react under duress. And I'll tell you, today we failed greatly, and that's all because we don't put God first. We don't put God in the center of our lives and in the center of our society, of our homes. And he says it, you know, this is going to happen if you do this. This won't happen if you do this. And I will give you this if you do this, and you will receive this if you do that.
Well,
it's plain and simple. It's in black and white.
Let's see what occurred, because we need to let people know that don't watch the news all the time. This is what the show's all about. You know, what happened in Union Square in New York, a full-on riot broke out in New York City after, you know, this guy announced that he was going to give a PlayStation away. But once again, it comes back to all these people have not been taught the Word of God. They have been not been taught morals, you know, founded on the Word of God. So they'll do whatever is right in their own eyes. Okay, so they had all these young people attending this, and since they didn't get what they wanted, they were jumping on cars, smashing windows, and fighting the cops. Okay, within a half hour, a couple of thousand turned these couple of thousand people turned violent, and rioters tossed cones, bottles, rocks, and then they started to fight with one another, because that's what happens when you don't have the Word of God. That's what happens when you don't teach your children the right way. So let's take a look here. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 52, because we have to understand this in the light of God's Word. In Deuteronomy 28, that's part of the plagues. And it says that this group will besiege all your towns until your high fortified walls in which you trusted collapse everywhere in your land, which Jehovah your Elohim is giving you. Okay, so what we're focusing on here is the besieging of the what's going on. Okay, so they besieged Union Square, but this is going on all over the place. And what's going to occur when the next phase happens? When we have an economic collapse or a hurricane or some sort of cataclysmic event that causes major upheaval in the American society. Now, let's see what else happens. Okay, for decades, we have been pushing morality out of the public school. And now we have millions of young people that will go completely wild at the slightest opportunity. That's something that we need to fully look at very strongly, because if you don't teach them the Word of God, people will get morality from themselves, from the society, from television, from their community. Okay, and it's not just any one race, it's everybody. When you don't teach the Word of God, when you don't train up a child in the way that they should go, then each generation for the last 50, 60 years or more has gone farther and farther away from God. So for decades now, we've been pushing morality out of the public square. And now you have millions upon millions of people, okay? And they're not young anymore, because we're talking, you know, two, three generations. We're talking from the 60s, you know, with the free love and drugs and, you know, everything like that. Now you've come to 2023. There's absolutely no morality, because we don't teach it in our homes. We got pastors and rabbis that are afraid to teach the commandments. You got schools that are instilling their demonic morality, the LGBTQ, not even there. Before that, we were removing all morality. You know, love the one you're with. You know, Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young. Love the one you're with. Don't have commitment. Just love. You know, have sex with the one you're with. Have drugs. You know, Scarface in the movie. You know. This is all leading down a path to the world looking like Mad Max. Okay? So when we push morality out of the home, we push morality out of the school, then you have leaders. You have leaders that have no morals. You really can't blame Joe Biden. He's just a product of the environment. But you can blame him because, you know, everybody's required to take hold of their own actions. But is it bigger than that? Was he not taught, you know, the laws of God? He wasn't. He's a Catholic. They're not taught the laws of God. I mean, they have statues. They have idols in their worship places. Okay? But it's not, we're hitting at the Catholics. Nobody's teaching the laws of God at home. You're not training up a child. You have parents taking their children to get sex changes, Not because they fear the government, Ben. Not that they fear the government. They're allowing a 3-year-old or a 5-year-old to make their own decision. But then it leads to, let me bring up that slide again. It leads to this part. For decades, we have been pushing morality out of the public schools. And now we have millions of young people that will go completely wild at the slightest opportunity. Because most of these young people, they work on adrenaline. They work on reaction. They don't think, Ben. They don't think. They react. They work on emotion. And everybody knows, you know, when you're a teenager, you're a ball of emotion. You have your hormones running crazy, and you're just gone wild with all your emotions. So we've come to this part, Ben. What do you think about, you know, how society has come to this place? What's your thoughts on, you know, we've totally removed God from our public square? Can't hear you.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Can hear you now.
Yeah, okay. We've definitely pushed God out of our lives, out of our society, out of our school. You know, I remember going to school in the mornings and we'd say the Our Father and we'd say the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, we've taken patriotism out, we've taken God away. We failed to teach about God to our children, and we've condoned their behavior, their complete behavior. You see a child in the supermarket with a temper tantrum. The parent is scared to discipline them because, you know, the person that's in the same aisle is recording, and, you know, if they say or do anything, they'll call DCS and DCS will come and take the kids away. You know, we've been restricted in rearing up our children. You know, we've handed them over to Moloch and, you know, sending them off to public schools on a daily basis. The schools are indoctrinating our children. The television shows, the YouTubes, the TikToks, you know, the Snapchats, the all the social media is indoctrinating our children. You know, you see people acting crazy in the streets, and, you know, you see a short video, you don't see the before, you don't see the aftermath of that, but yet, you know, you see what they're doing, and you think that it's okay because, you know, it's applauded. And so many people, you know, hit the like button and favorite it, and it becomes, you know, viral, and that's all people are seeing anymore. People don't have any consideration for each other. Or for one another. People don't have any respect for themselves. People, and I'm not talking about just the young people, because what you're seeing now is older people on TikTok, you know, doing these lawless, you know, practicing this lawless behavior. And, you know, the spirit of Jezebel is there, the spirit of Aphrodite is there, you know, and you know, you see men wearing dresses and you know, people saying that men can have periods, and people, you know, our children think that this is normal. You know, they've chipped away at the stone of morality, and the pillars have come crumbling down. And, you know, I believe it's Isaiah that says you're not it's in Deuteronomy, you're not to move your neighbor's boundary stone, his boundary marker. You know, and this is exactly what we've done. We've moved the boundary stone. We've moved that limit, that line in the ground. We've erased it. So we no longer know where to stop. We no longer know where no means no. Nowadays, no means maybe, or, you know, yeah, it means yes. You're just saying no because you're afraid. And the whole mindset has, you know, has been, we have been re-doctrinated and indoctrinated to believe that all this wickedness is in fact normal, and this is the way that we should behave. You know, but what happens to a society that does this? We've seen it before. Look at Rome. Rome burned down. You know, Rome was built, you know, among centuries, but burned down in just a matter of time. You know, in a matter of short time, it burned down. It came to an end, the Roman Empire, which was one of the greatest empires on earth. You know, it covered a span from I believe it was from the Iberian Peninsula all the way into Asia Minor. You know,
and then it went up into Europe.
Yeah, then it went up into Europe. So they covered, I believe, the most ground of any empire. You know, even that of the Ottoman Empire. The Ottoman Empire, I think, only existed in the Iberian Peninsula and in the Middle East and Northern Africa. But the greatest empire in the world, the empire that saw this crucifixion, the crucifixion of our Messiah, is no longer in existence. You know, and why? Because of their sin, their you know, fornication, their adultery, their sodomy, you know, all this stuff. They grew up thinking that it was normal, and it crumbled their empire, and that's exactly what's going to happen to these empires of the earth if we continue this way.
Yeah, let's look at that. Let's look at the next stage of what occurs in this, what's actually going on in our society. The next phase that happens is God says in the curses, your ox will be slaughtered before your eyes. That means it's going to be stolen or just taken from you. But you won't eat any of its meat. Your donkey will be taken away from you by force as you watch, and you won't get it back. Your sheep will be given to your enemies, and there will be no one to help you. Okay, so what happens if now the kids and the young people and the adults, as we've been talking about, have not been trained in the Word of God? They have their own morals. We have children in charge. So now God is saying, I'm going to allow your stuff to be stolen. All right, so look what happened next. Today, organized looting is completely out of control. In fact, the Wall Street Journal just published a major article that details how highly sophisticated groups of thieves are systematically looting Nike shoes at every step in the supply chain. The company's warehouses, trucks, and stores are regularly targeted by organized crime groups looking to steal and resell Air Jordans. How is Nike going to stop this? Are they going to have to put armed guards on every truck and in every warehouse? And how long will it be before we see armed guards on every food truck and in every food warehouse? Hear me and hear me well, everybody. This is why I persevere when I'm not feeling well or whatever to do the Sledgehammer Show, to bring you news and news articles and events, because Messiah said we should know the times we're living in. But you need to understand the scriptures to understand what's going on here. So God said in Deuteronomy 28:31, I'm going to let your ox be taken from you, and it's going to be killed in front of your own eyes, but you're not going to eat any of its meat. So now, you know, they're stealing the Air Jordans, you know, because they wear their pride like a necklace around them. So now they're going to have to put armed guards on every truck and every food truck, because that's what's going to happen next. You know, that's what occurs. So let me go to the next part. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 50, a nation grim in appearance whose people neither respect the old nor pity the young. Okay, so we had that Isaiah scripture, Isaiah 3, 5, where it said they don't respect the old. So look what happened here. Our culture is saturated with violence, and many of our young people will physically attack you at the slightest provocation. In fact, earlier today, I came across a story about a young man that is accused of literally stomping on a 71-year-old woman's face because she apparently said something that he did not like. An Oklahoma suspect is accused of stomping on a 71-year-old woman's face after she reported said something he did not like, according to the police. So this woman says something like, pick up your pants, or you shouldn't do that. And this youth, because he hasn't been trained to respect the old, hasn't been trained to follow the words of God. So he stomps on this 71-year-old's face. Stomps on her face because he didn't like what she had to say. The Torah talks about respecting the old. Even, you know, people that didn't know the laws of God but had it inside them, just in the 60s and 70s, you wouldn't see anything like this. But now, because we've removed the boundary stone, it's nowhere on our property anymore. It's not just moved, Ben. It's totally thrown away. It's totally gone. It's totally missing. You know, we've taken morals out of the public square and replaced it with their own morals. So this person, you know, decided to beat up a 71-year-old. And that's just one story. There's hundreds of stories each day. You know, I mean, do you have a lot of news stories like this? I mean, you're living in Florida, the old age capital of the United States. Do you see anything like this down where you are in Florida, that the old people are being targeted?
Well, yeah. I actually, there's a story. This happened probably about a year ago. I want to say about a year ago. And I was working on a Sunday. And when I got off of work, I drove home down this particular road, which is a major artery here in Orlando. And there was a lot of police presence at a CVS. I came to find out that at that CVS that day, an 18-year-old and an 18-year-old boy and a girl who was a little older than he was shot a 78-year-old man to take his car from him. He had a Mercedes-Benz. I was like, why couldn't they just have punched him or thrown him to the ground and took the car away from him, you know? Why did they have to kill him? This goes to show that there is a complete disregard for the elders in our society. You know, there's no longer any respect. You know, before I left New York, they were what they call sucker punching, where they come from behind and they punch you. They were doing that to a lot of the old people, and they were robbing them. You know, I mean, if you have to rob an old helpless person, there's something seriously wrong with you. You know, you go rob somebody who's a bodybuilder and see if you'll make it. You make it out alive. But that's always been the nature of, say, survival, because the strong always prey on the weak, because they know they can get away with it. Same thing with the lion. A lion will be satisfied with a baby lamb or a baby gazelle, and, you know, let the mama gazelle get away. You know, and he'll stop the chase. You've seen it in the Serengeti. You see it in the wilderness in Africa. But this society, God was correct when he said that the imaginings of man's heart are wicked from birth, you know? And I don't, you know, God doesn't go back on his word or his creation, but for us to read that he regretted making man is something deep. You know, it's not just because, you know, they were sleeping with each other's wife. There was a lot more evil going on back then. And Yeshua said that just like in the days of Noah will be the days of the Son of Man, you know, before he comes. We're looking at the wickedness come up from the depths of the earth to its surface. And this is the stuff we're going to experience. And it's not going to end here till Messiah returns and sets his throne on Mount Zion.
We are living in some strange times that Messiah Yeshua talked about. And it all stems from the very beginning. When you're given a gift from God, when a husband and wife get married, and they're given a gift from God called a baby, and you don't train that child up in the way that it should go, then everything else falls apart. In Union Square this past Friday, they're willing to riot over a PlayStation. But these people don't even know how these games are made. They don't know anything about circuit boards or electricity. All they want is their games. When the society comes to a halt, everybody, you're not going to have your cell phones. You're not going to have your PlayStations. You're not going to have your 700-inch television. You're not going to have air conditioning. You're not going to have heat. Because you don't learn anything except feeding yourself, stealing from others. But God said in Deuteronomy 28 this would happen. And when the elders are being beaten up because somebody didn't like what an older person said, that's all emotion. And emotions will get you killed. That's why the Chinese society is so different than ours. But we're going to become them very soon. Because they're going to come and take us over because you don't have any survival skills. You don't have any. And God is certainly not on our side. And it all stems from that very first scripture I brought up today. Train up a child in the way that they should go. When you don't, God puts children in charge. And that psalm was very clear. They wear pride for a necklace and violence is their whole lives. So pass this link to the show on, the Sledgehammer Show. If you missed any of the Sledgehammer shows, just go to sledgehammershow.com or bgmctv.org and watch previous shows. Like and subscribe to our pages. Most of all, pick up your Bible and start reading. Until next week, Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom. This is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman. I would personally like to thank you for tuning in to The Remnant's Call each and every week. You can listen to the full message on our website, bethgoyim.org. If you have drawn closer to the King of Kings, learned more about Him today, we are blessed. If you are blessed by these messages, please consider a donation to our ministry. You can go to our website, bethgoyim.org. That's bethgoyim.org. And click on the donate button. You do not have to have a PayPal account to donate. All you need is a debit card. Once again, thank you very much for listening to The Remnant's Call.
If you have not taken your first steps to be born again, just ask God's help. Remember, it's His loving grace that has come to find you. No one is worthy or able to reach God, but God can reach us, and He's reaching out to you now. Just open your heart and let Him in. His arms are open, and the blessing of salvation and eternal life are waiting for you. Don't let it wait any longer.
Shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his face and shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his shalom.
Shalom. My name is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman, and I invite you to come to visit our congregation. If you are in the tri-state area, come out and visit with us on Shabbat. We are a congregation of Jews and Gentiles living as one in the Messiah Yeshua. BGMC is a place of true worship. The focus never wanders from the Hebraic roots of our faith. Beth Goyim is rooted in the Word of God from Bereshit through to the Book of Revelation. Messiah's strong words against man-made tradition are carefully recorded in Matthew 7. That is the reason we only follow the straight-up instructions found in Scripture. Truly, the way, the truth, and the life. If you're looking for a deeper walk with Adonai, come out for our Tuesday evening Bible study called Messianic Torah Time. Come, spend a day with us on any Shabbat. We start at 11 a.m. with the sound of the ancient Hebrew shofar. Next, we offer our King praise and worship in English, Hebrew, and Spanish. After worship, we review the headlines in the previous week's news from around the globe, especially news from the Holy Land Israel. We don't just list the news headlines as current events, but we comb through the scriptures, searching for clues to understand what they mean and then to help pinpoint prophetically our current position on Adonai's clock. After digesting all that modern information, we leave the world behind as we journey with our Adonai deep into his eternal word. Not with just one or two scriptures, but usually seven or more scriptures. The spiritual nourishment and the richness of his kingdom become accessible to the ones who share this special time and seek them out. The day does not end there. Because Shabbat is so special to him, there is always so much more that our King desires to share. So instead of separating and leaving, we stay together as a family for potluck lunch and an afternoon study of our King's Word. We close the Shabbat together with a reading of the new week's parasha. That's the Torah portion. Even after those blessings, many of us just can't get enough. So the members bring prepared homemade foods to share while we all enjoy an uplifting movie together. If all that information is not quite enough, you can check out our website where you will find over 200 video teachings and biblical holy day studies. Under Messianic Torah Time, the Hebrew Roots button, you'll discover free studies on many, many different topics, including PowerPoint slide presentations. If Beth Goyim sounds like a place you'd love to visit, but you live outside the tri-state area, there is still a way to connect with us. We stream live on the internet on Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbat. The website is www.bethgoyim.org. That's BEHGOYIM.org. Our phone number is 973-338-7800 or 978-2-YESHUA. That's 978, the number 2, YESHUA. Shalom.